We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, 1:30 today. We have some laughs and look back at some of the nonsense that's happened on our show this week with the drop of the week. We look forward to that as always. Time's yours at 1:45. We also have the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. All right, today's question. Do you think the Phillies will play a game next week? A, yes. B, no. Now, people have voted all day at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Before we get, John, to your guess of where people have come in, let's get the three of us on the record. Honestly, I'm still not sure, so let me think real quick.
I know what I'm going to say. You want me to go first?
I have my answer. Go ahead.
I think they will play a game next week, but I don't feel incredibly confident about it. But if I had to choose, I would say yes, they will play a game next week.
John, your personal gut feeling of whether the Phillies will play next week?
My gut says no, and I hate that. I'm a little bit surprised, Jimmy, that you feel.
I'm in the same – and listen, I just kind of flipped a coin in my head, but I could see it being the end of next week. I mean, in many ways, I think what this question kind of is do you think baseball will continue?
Well, that's the better point, yeah.
I mean, it's very tied in. Because if baseball continues, if it doesn't continue, they don't play a game.
If baseball continues, then the Phillies will play a game next week.
Probably. Not
well,
for sure.
Most likely. We tested.
Back end of the week, though.
Yeah.
I expect the Phillies to play on Tuesday.
I would say like Wednesday at the earliest and probably even later.
We had members of our organization test positive for COVID. Now, from that point forward, I would think if they're going to be like completely safe, do you go 2 weeks out from there and then some?
Listen,
because it can take longer than 14 days.
I don't think
incubate.
They will. The point is, I don't think they'll do that. I mean, again, they're still the Cardinals Brewers game for tomorrow night is still on the schedule. Like,
listen, but we had a caller say,
"I know, yeah. I'm with you. I'm just saying,
but
think
that's not
going to
happen.
Baseball
right?
is going. Baseball is going to power through unless they can't. And well, I don't know. Right now, it seems like they're going to.
The only way for baseball to power through is to do what our caller suggested about an hour and a half ago. Everyone quarantines for 2 weeks starting right now, and when you come back, you bubble it. Like if,
but how that doesn't that
I,
there's
I
no
know.
Way there's
it's,
no way to bubble
like,
it.
It's almost unrealistic
it
because
is.
It's too late to do that.
Right.
You should have created that structure to be possible to do that a long, long time ago, and you didn't. That is probably the only way you're going to finish this season.
Jimmy, move it to Florida or Arizona. The spring
well,
training.
Well, not
conference.
Florida anymore.
Well,
it would be Arizona now, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
it does
whatever
seem...
Whatever you were setting up there or conceiving of there, hurry up and make it doable now.
Right. Let's go to the... Oh, so what do you think the answer is, John? The people today weighing in. Do you think the Phillies will play a game next week? A, yes. B, no. What is your guess of where people have come in?
I think people are hopeful, and that will sway their answer, and they're going to say 62% say yes.
Pretty much the other way around. 67% of people think the Phillies will not play a game next week. We'll find out. We'll see.
67.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mike, who's with us from New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Yes, I'm going off of what Joe said earlier about the possibility of having the NFL at like a college or just pick a place or whatever. I feel like if you kept it regional and you kept your division and then you did your 2-2-2 game for the division and then you brought in another team, they could do the same and then you would have a 10-game season and just push it back a little bit and then put them at a campus if they don't have any students there, and you'll be able to keep, like, say COVID goes to that one region, you have it there but you don't have it in the other three, and then you could just figure out what to do with the players within there.
You could. I mean, you could break it up. You get a four bubbles, eight per team. Yep, eight per team. So it'd be basically, you know, the NFC East and the NFC North together, so to speak. And,
yeah,
you know, you play your games, and you could do that.
Yeah, it would give you a 10-game season instead of the 17 weeks that you have with
right.
the bye.
Or you can play, you know, New York, Dallas, and Washington three times. I mean, there's any number of things you could do.
And I just think that would be a possibility. I want to see football, but safety's first, obviously, because I played college football, and safety was the number one thing for me.
Where'd you play?
I played at Mansfield University.
Nice, man. Very cool.
5'7" quarterback.
Wow. How about that?
What kind of
Doug Flutie of Mansfield, they call him.
Did you guys run like a zone read offense? Everything was based off of that?
No, we run a spread offense because we had a running back that we could run pretty good in my senior year, and then he wound up getting hurt. So we were just like, we're just going to throw the ball like 40 to 50 times a game. So we were just throwing it around.
But everything was based off the ride and decide at the start of every play?
Yeah, basically.
That's cool. So you got to keep it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Mike.
Three
athletes. We won't count Seltzer. Mike, give me a memorable side character.
A memorable one. I like Stan Lee in all the Marvel movies. How he has his little cameo in all of them to put himself in the movies.
All right, so all your
fun out
talking. The answer these guys will love.
Good one.
You know, when my college, and I was not on the team.
Really?
Yeah. This is just for clarification's sake. When Fairfield made the NCAA tournament, the only time since I went to Fairfield in '96, we made it one time. We made it my freshman year, spring of '97. Our center. I believe this is college basketball. I think our center was 6'4", maybe 6'5". And then the problem was UNC, because we played North Carolina 16-1. UNC, and they were struggling, and we were playing a good game.
Who was their center?
Well, I don't know who their starter was, but they brought in that freaking Serge Swicker, who was 7'3", and that guy changed the game. We almost were the first 16 team to beat a one seed.
No,
we had the lead with 5 minutes left in the game. We had a guard named Greg Francis who set the college basketball tournament record with 8 3-pointers in a game. I mean, at that time, that was a tremendous amount. And you know, now a guy like Steph Curry will go out there and, you know, he'll put in like, you know, 12 like it's nothing in pro hoops. But, we almost won that game, and it was played in North Carolina and the whole deal.
You did not almost win that game.
We came close, man. We had the lead with 5 minutes to go.
And what was the score?
We probably lost by about 10. I don't quite know.
So how's that almost?
Because we had for 35 minutes, we had the lead. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Give me a little credit here.
They're just buying
also
time
one
to
of
put
our,
you away.
Also, one of our players punched one of their players under the tunnel going to the locker room, and that is not known publicly.
Really?
And I will not say which of our players punched Shamond Williams. If you're a college basketball fan, you'll remember the guard Shamond Williams from North Carolina.
Do you think people
he got
would
popped
know
by
the,
one of our guys?
Do you think people would be able to identify the player that you named?
No, they wouldn't know our guy, but good college basketball fans know the name Shamond Williams. No, no one
punched
would know our
him.
Player. Yeah, punched him. I wasn't
before,
there.
Before, after, during?
Halftime.
Wow.
It was like legendary around campus. I'll All right, bet. Let's go to the sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Sledge?
Joe, how you doing today, bud?
We're doing good.
What's up, Richie Rich?
Hi, Sledgy.
Joe, sometimes you come up with some of the craziest off-the-wall ideas, but you'd be on to something with this NFL bubble thing.
Well, it might be the only way. I mean, it might be the only way, and it might take – obviously would take time. Might involve the season getting pushed back 3 months, but it just seems unlikely to me that it's reasonable to happen for 6 months with the Eagles in Philly, Dallas in Dallas – you know, the Giants in New York, it just doesn't seem
listen,
reasonable.
Joe, if you're going to push the season back 3 months anyway, and Dr. Fauci just said by the end of the year we're going to have a vaccine.
But, John, that's starting in November. I mean, he didn't say we're going to have a vaccine. He said he's hopeful that we have a vaccine.
Hopeful
which is
that we have a vaccine.
Far cry. That's a big difference. That's a big difference.
hear me out on this one, Joe. Instead of putting all this money out to buy land and, you know, build barracks or whatever, if I'm not mistaken, don't we have an NFL field in Canton, Ohio that they could use as the game field? And then I'm sure between division
they have a lot of practice fields there, too.
How many, John?
A lot.
Like then, 10, 20?
I don't know.
Even if not that, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of D1, D2, and JUCO colleges around that they can use as practice facilities and just do it all in one spot. And there you go. Saves them a ton of money, and you can still get the season done safely.
Listen, everything's to be considered. I mean, one thing they could do, let's say they had – they can probably have more than one field. But let's just say, hypothetically, they had one field. You could play games – you could play three games on a Saturday, three on a Sunday, three on a Monday. That's nine games. That's half of the schedule. Now, that's if you had one field. So what you could do is if you had two fields, you could play all the games on two fields, spreading them out over Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I mean – you got to get creative. I'm not saying that's the solution, but these are the things you got to consider.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could definitely pull that off in Canton. They've got
that's pretty cool.
That would make more sense, and you know you wouldn't have to worry about spending the money because you already got the regulation field right there. I mean that would probably make the most sense if they went that route.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. And look, you know you probably have to. I mean, maybe there's hotels out there that can be the thing. I'm sure there are. Yeah. Well, then there you go. Bang, Canton, Ohio. We just saw the NFL's problem. Sledge, your best contribution ever to our show. I like it. Sledge, give me a memorable side character.
Yeah, I have a moment here and there, but
no, you have a moment here. That was your one. That was your one moment. There's no there.
Joe, I'm on your side today. Don't ruin it. Now.
Don't make me. Have you be part of Drop of the Week coming up in a minute? I might have just created Drop of the Week a minute before we do it. Right there, you have a moment here. All right, Sledge, go ahead.
Lord. All right, well, since you accepted mini-me, if you accept this one, great. If not, I have a backup, but Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Pretty big character.
I think he's like the a little too
big. All right, then how about Scar and the Lion King?
Okay, fair enough.
Same thing.
What are you going to do? You know who should have been said and has not been said 3 hours and 30 minutes into the show?
Uh-oh.
Don't do it, Joe.
Miss Tessmacher! I channel my inner Gene Hackman there from Superman.
Great voice, right?
Hackman's got a great voice. One of the all-time voices. Let's look at it. Hey, let me just do a quick Google. I think Hackman, I think we're looking at like 88,
90,
89.
I think.
Get out of here.
I think so. I could be wrong.
Is he really?
Think so.
See here. Who do you, real quick, let's play the Gene game on the Google
machine.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
All right, what Gene do you think comes up when I first type in Gene?
Simmons.
Gene Simmons comes up. So there's – we'll skip that because it's not a person. He's the first – yeah, Gene Simmons is the first alive actual person. Because there's a Gene London.
Is there a Gene Belcher?
Oh, no, it's American television personality. So Gene London comes up first. Then Gene Simmons, and then Gene Wilder.
Oh, Gene Wilder, that's a good one.
And who are we looking up? Gene Hackman. Let's see. Gene Hackman's age. Let's see. Gene Hackman is 90 years old.
I thought so.
Isn't that crazy?
My God.
Gene Hackman is 90. All right, let's get to what we do every single Friday at this time. We have a little bit of fun. We have some laughs with the Drop of the Week. Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fumble? All right. Who knows if it was a fumble or not?
All right.
Settle down. James, good week, bad week. What do we got here?
A solid week. We got a couple haymakers in here. One in particular that has not been played or referenced yet.
Okay.
Three people on the text line said you have to grab this.
Oh, no.
I did have to grab it.
Is it an out of context?
It is, but it might not be you, Joe.
Ooh.
Okay. But we're starting with you, and this is, we usually do Drop of the Week, but we got to just go back to it for a sec, because when you cry on the show, we got to play it. Now, it's a bit of a bummer with everything going on with baseball, but this is the end of last week, some tears.
And there it is. Sports are back in Philadelphia. Wow. Well, there's a lot in there, and yep, it got me, and I guess it always will. That's just the way it goes. I mean, it's no small thing to have sports back. And, wow. Phillies baseball, big deal. It's a big deal. And sports back after 4.5 months, a really, really big deal. Guys, comments? A lot in there.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Now I want to cry for real.
I did too. That Phillies baseball is gone for
now.
Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable.
That can't win, by the way. That was last week.
It won't.
That's not fair. Not the drop of the week.
There will be a drop of the week. We'll get to it.
All right. Mike's walking in here laughing.
This has a chance.
Like, how many times have you heard me cry on the show? Too many? Three times, he says.
Yeah, Mike three says is the correct answer, I believe. There might have been a fourth in there.
I think it's more than three.
Three definitive, cries. Then we've had the emotional well-ups.
Yeah, there's been a bunch. Yeah. All right, very good.
Joe, this is not you crying. This is out of context.
You just got to know, where to put it in. What was I talking about?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Something you know nothing about.
Oh, boy.
It was good work
All right, keep going.
All right, Richie, this is a Joe DeCamera special. He said we had to pull it. We pulled it. We played it. But you did say it.
Carson Wentz had a terrible season.
Wow, John.
Oh,
and the context was, I said, let's talk about the fact that you say Carson Wentz had a terrible season.
Hey, as if my comments don't get taken out of context all the time. I appreciate James grabbing that.
Don't worry. That's not the best Richie out of context we'll hear. Okay, Joe, you tried to impersonate me.
So Joe, do you still think this isn't an asterisk baseball season?
I didn't know I did that, but cool.
Yeah, something like that. Sort of.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow, that was spiteful,
it
Joe.
Was
that
spiteful.
Was a spiteful
a mean.
Invitation.
It's okay. I can
it was
handle
a
it.
Mean.
I can handle it.
James is going to go to HR.
I know.
All right.
All right, Howard Eskin with a good line on the show this week.
Joe, you know what? You are clueless that you are clueless.
That's a pretty good line from Howard.
That is good.
I could see that being used.
I'm sure there's some people out there that appreciate that.
So we normally go in order, but I'm gonna save this one for last. So quickly, what happened today? I made a noise that Joe thought was weird.
Do you think the Phillies will play a game next week? A yes, B no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
The heaviest of size.
Don't cut that audio. That sounded a little weird, James.
Yeah.
It's a little
sadness.
Troubling.
It was a little
depression
too much.
Depression just
guttural
coming
drawn.
Out.
Yeah, I didn't quite enjoy hearing that. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. John, do you agree with me? That's it's a little disgusting on Twitter.
It's a weird noise. That came out of Mick.
I mean,
it's not pleasant to listen to.
No, it's not. We shouldn't play it again.
One more time.
Hold on,
disgusting.
Hold on.
On Twitter. I don't like it.
Not great. All right, now. Oh, man. You want to talk about out of context.
Is Richie?
John Richie said this.
I hope that it is appropriately stiff.
Buddy.
I hope that it is appropriately stiff.
Wow.
Oh man.
Can I ask for something?
Sure.
Can you quickly put together his comment and then your sound after it? sound after it. I mean, I know I'm being juvenile here, but let's get Richie in the seltzer and see what we come up with.
Please.
The way you phrased that was a little rough right there. Drop of the week next week. All right, here's.
I hope that it is appropriately stiff.
On Twitter. This is terrible. Congrats to both of you guys. As far as
thanks. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got a tie there for drop of the week. Let's talk to Josh and Manionk. Hey, Josh.
Hey guys, great show as always.
Thanks,
hey,
Scott.
You know what? I got to be honest with you, John. I would love for Howie to actually make a real move and get Yannick, trade him first round pick because I'm not high on his draft status.
Yep.
I think it would bring a ton of energy to the city. I think it would strengthen our defensive line. And let's be honest, we're going to have to blow up the cap next year anyway. So, let's have a guy that's 24. I have our cornerstones with Wentz and Yannick.
Yes.
On both sides.
Well, Josh, let me tell you this, though, because there's something about this draft coming up that doesn't seem to get talked about much. So let me say it. If you think the Eagles are going to be pretty good, and I think they're going to be pretty good, maybe they'll be great. We'll see. Let's say the Eagles are picking in the 20s, wherever they are in the 20s. So the whole idea of this upcoming draft in football is that you might not have a college football season, probably won't. Therefore, it's hard to evaluate the players, harder. And so, there's going to be a lot of mistakes in the draft. That's the basic premise, mistakes in the draft. All right. So if there's mistakes in the draft, if you're picking 25, And guys have made mistakes prior to you in the draft. Doesn't that fundamentally mean you might have a top 10 or top 15 player drop to you at 25?
I mean, if we have a different general manager that's going to evaluate, yeah, I'll take that chance. But I don't trust Howie. I think he's only hit lately on a couple picks with Sanders and Goddard, and this is a proven commodity and could be the anchor of your defense for the next 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a very good player. There's no question about that.
Yeah, so I think that he's the guy to go with. I really do. I mean, is he going to cost a ton? I mean, yeah, it's probably going to cost a ton, but I don't know. I think we've been playing around too much this year.
I'm also turned off, though, Josh, by this guy's antics wanting to get out of there. More and more, I know John's going to tell me it's, you know, well, he's just, you know, these guys want to get out, and therefore they go on campaigns. But there's something about the Eagles the last 3 years when the going gets tough, they dig down. And I think it's part of what helps them November, December, into January. And I like guys that dig down. I don't want guys that are going to go on social media and say, I want to play for a different team. I mean, that's Odell Beckham nonsense. I don't want that.
And that's the old way, and I totally agree with you, Joe. I really do. But, I mean, but look at the culture. We had character guys that came in 17 that, oh, this guy, you know, he's a bad apple, and it worked out for us.
Well, maybe. Look, they absorbed Michael Bennett in 18, but clearly wanted him removed from the team in 19. I mean, that's very obvious. Josh, give me a great answer here for a memorable side character.
Stifler's mom.
It's a pretty good answer,
that
man.
That is a good answer.
It really is.
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Stifler's mom.
Anytime you can reference Stifler's mom. Brings a smile to the face. 215-592.
You're gross with that.
Well, man. It does bring a smile to the face. Stifler's mom. Just.
Not my face.
Fair
He's
enough.
Dead serious.
Fair enough.
Like dead serious.
John's got a tough standard.
He really likes Stifler's mom a lot.
My standards are lower. Put it that way. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Time's yours coming up next. Hey, yeah, sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while now or are new to the app, FanDuel has two great ways to win that you won't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account. Very easy, simple, no deposit required, no strings attached. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting, meaning you can place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. It's a great deal. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, you're all set. Use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, look, what are you waiting for? Go to FanDuel.com/Joe to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Joe. This weekend, we got baseball games today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We've got, well, basketball, hockey, all 3 days as well. And we've got, well, I think hockey starts tomorrow, if I'm remembering right. We have the return of the local basketball team official tomorrow and the local hockey team official on Sunday. It's all there for you. FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel.com/Joe to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.